Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and we are kicking off the third hour of the program here tonight. Coming up, pandemic fatigue. The captain will be telling us about it. And you can share your thoughts on whatever happens to be on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you, it's Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
I'm the captain.
We go to your phone calls and your thoughts. First up, he's Major Payne on the line with us in Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, gents. Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind tonight, Major?
Well, real quick on the Alec Baldwin thing.
Mm-hmm.
This was an old six-shooter. Okay? Anybody with half a brain can look at the front of that cylinder, give it one click, and tell if there's any live lead heads in that cylinder.
Yeah, I mean, it is one of the easiest guns to check whether or not it's actually loaded. That much is true.
Yeah, you can see everything going on. It's not like there is an enclosed clip or an enclosed breech or anything else.
Yeah, but if you're an incompetent, talentless hack, you know, that might get away from you.
Besides, it's not his job to do anything. He's a movie star. He has people to do things for him.
Misrepresentation once again. A yellow coward trying to play a hard-ass cowboy.
All right, what else you got?
Well, your first caller of the night talked about that old boy that was waiting by his buddy's truck for to come back with a gas can, and he got whooped and waylaid and charged with assault and the police.
Yeah, Alaska State Troopers attacked a 70-plus-year-old man for standing alongside the road. Yep.
Oh, that was Alaska?
Yeah, that's right.
Dude, you waiting on gas in Alaska, that's a life or death sentence right there.
Well, it doesn't help when the cops beat the hell out of you either.
I've been there. It depends on the time of year.
What about it, Major Payne? What about that issue?
Well, pretty much the same thing happened to me.
Okay.
It wasn't quite the same. I mean, they had actual probable cause to pull me over. I was speeding by 5 miles an hour. But
you horrible person.
I ended up with about 7 troopers around me.
Wow.
And this one young buck that was as big as any Viking I've ever seen. When I lifted one hand off of his vehicle, you know, because they had me in the spread and frisk.
Mm-hmm. Put your palms on the hood, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So, actually, I was ahead of his ram bar he had on there.
Mm-hmm.
I was holding on to that. But I lifted one hand and pointed at the parking lot and says, "May I move my truck 15 feet so it doesn't get towed?" At that exact time when my hand was lifted and my muscles were released, he hit me in my short ribs. Dropped me like a rock. And
wow.
My face hit the pavement, blew my jaw open. Every garment I was wearing was soaked. I went by there the next day, and there was a 2-foot puddle of blood where I sat. And then the ambulance driver who shows up, he ends up being a guy who I've done work for, my buddy Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, I did not deserve this. And, well, amazingly, ever since then, the cops around here have left me alone a little more.
Because you're friends with the ambulance driver, or because...
These guys talk to one another,
mm-hmm.
right? And that dude, I'm sure them 6 other cops didn't agree with what he did, but...
What makes you sure of that?
Blue, we got to support our brothers. They're just like the doctors and the lawyers. They all scratch each other's asses when they need to.
What makes you sure the other 6 guys didn't agree with what the cop did? I mean, they didn't arrest him.
Well, that's pure speculation on my part.
Yeah.
But on the other hand,
I mean, it could just be total coincidence that they've left you alone. I mean, maybe they just haven't seen you out and about and just decided not to mess with you for whatever reason. I don't know.
No,
I wouldn't draw any conclusions.
No. I've had them up on my bumper a couple times since then. You know, I'll try to do that intimidating.
And they won't pull you over? They won't.
A couple blocks later, they'll just flip around or take a turn or whatever.
Well, hey, thanks, Major Payne, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. If that's what it takes to get them to leave you alone is to let them beat you up a little bit, okay. I don't know if you can draw that conclusion from that necessarily.
Yeah.
It sounds like he was saying that what it took was the emergency driver being on his side.
I don't buy it either. Like, why would the cops care what an ambulance driver thinks?
Well, his theory on the matter is that they all talk to each other, and
yeah, I know that's what he said. Yeah. I don't know if I believe it.
Well, I definitely know that I definitely know that's the case from cop to cop, but I don't know. This is the first I've heard the idea that that applies to the emergency truck drivers.
The cops don't even get along with different departments. Like, you know, they have names for the sheriffs, for instance. So, like, the city cops have usually some sort of diminutive, pejorative kind of name for the sheriffs. And they call, like, I think the liquor enforcement, they call them liquor dicks, for instance. Like, there's different, like, names that they all have calling towards one another because they're not necessarily friendly with each other, even though they're all sort of on the same team. That's my understanding of having known a few cops, and, you know, they've told me some of those names. So I can't see why they would, you know, all of a sudden have some sort of respect for the EMTs.
I'm pretty sure it's one of those me against my brother, me and my brother against my dad, and my whole family against anyone else.
Should be. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Captain, you've got a story we've been teasing all night here tonight. You want to jump into it here?
Sure.
All right, what do we got?
So this is from worldcouncilofhealth.org. When I read through this, all I could think of was, oh, this sounds like a bunch of propaganda. Now, pandemic fatigue does have a definition, and, you know, you can find it, obviously, by looking it up. But this article goes to say that pandemic fatigue is something that you may likely know exactly what it means, even if you've never heard the phrase before. The World Health Organization declared a worldwide pandemic on March 11, 2020, and despite early assurances that it would be under control in a matter of weeks, over 18 months later, we continue to live in uncertain times. It's one of those phrases I hate. Uncertain times.
Yeah, as if any time was certain.
Yeah. People young and old around the globe are simultaneously struggling to maintain balance while being bombarded with mixed messages driven by fear and chaos. Towards the end of 2020, the WHO issued a call urging people against pandemic fatigue, which is described as a lack of motivation to follow recommended COVID-19 protection behaviors.
Please don't get sick of RPS. We need you to keep doing it.
The World Council for Health disagrees with this definition that places the assumption of deficiency on the individual rather than on the system itself. I also concur there. Let's address the WHO's incorrect definition of pandemic fatigue and what we can do about it. In reality, pandemic fatigue is much more than being tired of wearing a mask, being physically distant from family and friends, following strict sanitizing and hand-washing rituals, and other unprecedented and sometimes confusing public health guidelines. It's perfectly natural to be tired of what's going on.
Pandemic, right, especially when it really doesn't make any damn difference, and the disease is not killing anyone for the most part.
Come on, guys. It's almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We're almost at the end of 2 weeks.
18 months is
it'll be over soon.
2 weeks, okay. Pandemic fatigue is not an illness. It's the body's way of recognizing that something is wrong and the resultant effects on our physical and mental health. Pandemic fatigue is a natural response to an unnatural situation affecting people around the world. By understanding what pandemic fatigue is and understanding that you are not alone in experiencing it, you can gain the strength to grow and thrive.
To grow more obedient to the mandates? That's the point of this story, right? Is to encourage people to, you'll pull through it, just stick with the rules, right?
It certainly seems to me that that is the case.
Just nose to the grindstone and obey as hard as you can.
Just think about how many lives you'll save.
What are the signs of pandemic fatigue? Well, pandemic fatigue, also termed COVID-19 fatigue, apparently, according to this article, can be likened to a form of burnout, a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress.
So, just a quick thought. I would imagine that since COVID literally means the disease, that COVID fatigue would mean that you got fatigue from the disease. Not all the mandates, not all this surrounding nonsense, but, like, the disease could cause you to be fatigued.
Yes, I had that like in a clinical sense, when I had the COVID and I was getting over it, I was definitely fatigued from having the COVID. This, however, is talking about all of the symptoms as a result of all of the mandates and the rules and the government overreach and the social distancing and the mask wearing and all that kind of stuff. That it is natural for you to feel something's wrong, but here's how you can get through it.
We got more coming up here. If you want to weigh in on this or whatever's on your mind, the number is 603-283-6160.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. We do a live radio show 7 nights a week. This would be our live Saturday episode. Tonight, it's Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer. And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
The number is, again, 603-283-6160. Open phones, as always. We're talking about pandemic fatigue. And no, it's not the kind of fatigue that we've experienced from basically the beginning of this thing, where we're sick of the authoritarianism, sick of the medical mandates, the vaccine passports, the forced vaccinations, the all this BS, this authoritarian medical hellscape that's been shoved down everybody's throats. No, it's not fatigue of that. From what you've described, Captain.
Actually, it is.
No, it is absolutely fatigue of that.
No.
It's that's not the problem. Like, it's not that these things happening to you is the problem. It's your fatigue of these things that is the problem.
He was describing people who have been obedient the whole time. Yes. Like, I'm fatigued by the authoritarianism existing.
Yeah.
I do not put on a mask. I do not wash my hands more often than, you know, I normally did previously.
Right.
I don't go around grabbing whatever the hell, what is that, hand sanitizer
right.
and obsessively
yeah.
wiping it on myself. I don't do any of that stuff. And I'm fatigued by all of the authoritarianism. They're specifically talking about people who, I'm doing my best, and I've been wearing the mask. I've doubled my mask. I keep my hand sanitizer in my car, and they pump it. The people who've been obedient, who've been doing every single thing that they've been told, some of them are apparently getting tired of it. That's what they're referring to.
Right, and what they're saying, or what they're alluding to, they're not coming right out and saying it. What they're alluding to summarize it a little bit, is that the problem isn't that you should be sick of these things. It's that you should be able to continue to be obedient and get over these symptoms
right.
somehow.
So the people who are promoting this, which what some organization, I
World
think,
Council for Health.org.
Yeah, so these people are all about promoting more obedience.
Now, the symptoms, though, for both cases, for both your case and for the obedient, similar symptoms, right? Anxiety, depressed mood, irritability, fear, apathy, fatigue, weight gain, weight loss, increase in alcohol consumption. increase in alcohol consumption. Sleeping too much. Sleeping too little. Restless sleep. Anger. Negative feelings.
I actually haven't been feeling most of those things. I don't have anxiety. I don't understand people that do, personally. It doesn't make sense to me. But I do agree there was a little bit of depression that I experienced last year. It was like when I was realizing how obedient people were, I was a little bit depressed about that.
Well,
that was pretty
and as far as the sickening. People, as far as the people who are obeying this stuff, I mean, they were anxious. At the beginning, they were anxious in March. They're anxious now. That wasn't fatigue that made that gave them.
No, that's
anxiety.
True. They're literally afraid.
We also must, of course, acknowledge the recent and dramatic rise in suicides.
That's been going on since last year. Stand by, Captain. We'll continue the discussion. I got Charles on the line here, listening to KINA in Salina, Kansas. Go ahead, Charles.
Hi, gents. Hey, man. I agree with you. You gents on all this crap. I've read several articles on this whole thing. I read a recent article by an MD who said there is not now, nor has there ever been, a pandemic. This whole thing is agenda piece of crap.
Correct. Yeah.
But it's all about authoritarian obedience and
fear.
Growing the state.
Yes, but I do disagree with you on the cops, and may I state my case without being cut off? Actually, this is Free Talk Live, right?
It sure is.
You saw Tombstone, right? Where remember the court scene where the bad guy with a bandage around his head stood up and said, "This is how they treat people who want to come peaceably." And Virgil Earp jumped up and said, "Peaceably, my ass!" Remember that scene?
I've seen the movie. I enjoyed it, but I don't remember the scene.
I don't remember that scene.
Either way, how does that apply to your point?
Well, what is your point about the police? I'm not really
clear. My overall point is, these men deal with the dregs of society, people who would kill your grandmother to make a dollar. Every single day, they deal with these people. Now, I'm not saying they're all saints, but they're all humans. They're just like us.
Well, a lot of these people would kill your grandma for free.
I do not believe that.
Of the police themselves. I mean, we were just covering a story where this guy's just sitting by the highway, and the troopers come along and for no good reason beat him up while he's waiting to get gas. And that's not an uncommon story.
And he was in his 70s. That's your grandfather.
And you bring up Tombstone, the cowboys in that movie, so-called cowboys, the gang that wore the red sashes, to my mind, are exactly what the police are like. They just wear a different uniform.
I don't agree with you, gents. I these guys, if you had to do what they had to, have you ever done a ride-along?
Yes, actually, I have.
Okay. Well, I would think that you would maybe have some understanding, of the type of people that they have to deal with every day. They're not saints. They're just like us. They're not divine beings.
Okay,
which is why they should have the same accountability that we do.
Look, I get what you're saying. Well, it can be a tough job. I get what you're saying. There's no doubt about that. There are definitely some bad hombres out there. But that does not excuse. I'm sorry, Charles. That does not excuse them abusing peaceful people, destroying innocent people's lives, and getting away with it, which is what happens all the time.
But it seems like one of the major tenets of your program is constantly trashing the cops. It seems like that's a major tenet of your show. And I think you overdo it.
No, I don't trash the cops. I trash the specific officers who are violating people's rights and those other officers who won't do anything about it, which is the majority of them who stand by and do nothing as the police abuse people.
If you're dealing with dirt bags every day of your life, have you ever done that?
Hey, Charles.
Every day of your life?
I have a bad neighborhood.
I have a solution. It's real easy. It's real easy for the cops to gain themselves a much better reputation and to eliminate all of the crap that happens, right? All of the bad apples, as people like you often refer to them as. All the police need to do is get together with themselves. If their brotherhood is so powerful and strong amongst themselves, they get together with themselves and decide that they are no longer going to enforce victimless crimes. That's all they have to do. All of a sudden, their reputation goes through. Hang on, Charles.
Okay.
All of a sudden, their reputation goes through the roof because they're only enforcing crimes that have a victim, where a person or somebody's property
that would fix
has
a
lot.
When you take the oath, aren't you obligated to enforce the law?
No, you're not. See, this just shows.
It's impossible to do anyway.
Haven't you gone on a ride along?
I have not. No.
Oh, interesting. You asked if we had gone on a ride along.
I bet you
see
that one.
I haven't gone on a ride along. Well, let me tell you what. Why don't you go on a ride-along, if they even still allow it, because after we went on a ride-along here, me and Sam Dodson, my girlfriend at the time, this was like 2007, they actually stopped offering them. So they didn't have any more ride-alongs after we went and had a really interesting conversation with the officer, who is actually in favor of ending the war on drugs. He's in favor of self-defense and, owning a gun. Of course, it's New Hampshire. Most of the cops here are decent on that particular issue. But one thing that any honest cop, or at least if they're being honest in that moment, will tell you is they have what's called discretion.
Yes.
They are not obligated to enforce every law. They can enforce whatever ones they feel like on whoever it is they feel like enforcing. So if they want to enforce one law one day and then don't want to enforce it the next day, it's up to their discretion. Charles, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Alec Baldwin addressing the shooting on the set of his movie Rust for the very first time, saying on Saturday afternoon,
"You know, there are incidental accidents on film sets from time to time, but nothing like this. This is a 1 trillion
Baldwin speaking to paparazzi in Vermont there. Baldwin saying he cannot make any comments on the actual shooting, which killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins and injured director Joel Souza, but explained that's only because of the ongoing investigation. World leaders of the 20 largest economies endorsing a global minimum tax aimed at stopping big business from hiding profits in offshore entities. President Biden at that G20 summit. Next up, before he heads back to the United States, he'll attend a global climate summit, and this is USA Radio News. An investigation is underway after an Amtrak crash left 3 people dead and 1 seriously injured in South Carolina. The North Charleston Fire Department saying that Amtrak train slammed into a vehicle about 2:30 a.m. on Saturday. 4 people found near the heavily damaged vehicle, 3 were pronounced dead at the scene, and paramedics treated that lone survivor who was taken to a hospital. Officials say the train was carrying about 500 passengers. None of them were hurt.
Let everybody get vaccinated.
Vice President Kamala Harris rolling up her sleeve on Saturday for a COVID booster shot. She got the Moderna booster in D.C., and so far the CDC has approved booster shots for folks over 65, those with pre-existing conditions, and those who work at jobs with a high risk of exposure. The White House confirming that Harris's job duties of frequent travel and meeting with many people made her also eligible for that booster. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160.
Tonight on Cox.
603-283-6160. With you here tonight is Ian.
Vehicles Found Near.
And bad boys, what you going to do?
You can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. And if you are like Elizabeth, who you want to support Free Talk Live directly, you can do that through the AMPS Patreon that we launched within the last couple weeks to replace the old AMP program, which shut down with the old website. Sadly, that is gone, but the Patreon's a new thing, and it makes it super easy to join. You can use PayPal. You can use your debit card or credit card over at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS.freetalklive.com stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And if you want to help us out, you can do it for as little as $5 a month. Elizabeth, she's doing at least $10 a month. She's a gold level AMP. Ooh. Over at amps.freetalklive.com. We go back to your phone calls and thoughts.
Just one quick note. He said you make it, it's a major tenet of your show to bash the cops. It's a major tenet of our show to point out that they're human beings and need to be held to the same standard as human beings. That's it.
Well, and let's not forget, the reason that they have a horrific reputation is not because there's 3 guys sitting behind microphones on a national talk radio
show. Yeah, we didn't do that.
Right.
They have created their own reputation. They are the ones responsible for their reputation.
And that's what happens when you give people impunity. If we do not get held accountable for our actions, then we turn into these terrible things.
And as the captain pointed out, if they would just stop enforcing victimless crime laws...
It would fix all of this.
It would really do a lot to repair their reputation. Now, it wouldn't change overnight, right? Like, people would still not really trust them, and they still hold them at arm's length.
I think it would, honestly, because you would have so few opportunities for things to go terribly, terribly wrong.
Well, I get where you're coming from. I think it's going to take some time to mend those bridges.
It would be a huge improvement, in my opinion, and it doesn't even need to be all. It could start with one precinct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, one chief could get together with all of his officers and say, okay, guys, you know what? As of today, we're no longer enforcing anything with, you know, he's got to outline what a victimless crime is, right? But if there's no person and no property that have been harmed, do nothing.
Yep. That would be amazing. That would actually be like a humane thing.
Huh, weird.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. James is on the line in West Virginia listening to WVTS in Charleston. Go ahead, James.
Yes, I was calling to back up individual on the 1874 Colt cowboy gun that everybody calls a cowboy gun. I've shot about 40 to 50,000 rounds. When I look at an authentic program of reenactment, I look at the firearms to see Clint Eastwood, Denzel Washington are really good at that. The last, one of the last movies that Denzel Washington was in, I don't know the name of it. It played about 4 or 5 months ago. He had a cold single action, and you could actually, for one split second, look down the cylinder. You could see the casing from the front of the gun, mm-hmm. and you could see the wrap usually they wrap black powder or something in paper so it's not a solid slug to kill.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you are not supposed to point a gun unless you shoot, but on a set, he could have easily, he didn't have to point at the heart, he didn't have to point at her head, he could have pointed 4 inches to the right or to the left, excuse me, very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And not have killed this person.
That's very true.
So he had to be on something.
Well,
to be that stupid.
Well, it's probably just the the hubris of
being.
Well,
I'm getting into character.
No,
it's important.
I think it's just like a child with a toy gun. Right?
I've shot. If it's an 1851, 1861, you can look in the end of the chamber and you can see a ball or grease. If it's 1874, you see a lead bullet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that lady cop that shot that individual with a yellow pistol that weighs a pound, mm-hmm. where a Glock weighs probably 2 pounds. I'm not a fan of Glock. Mm-hmm. That's one handgun I'm not a fan of. But, and yet two people were holding this young man down. Whether he was breaking the law or not, you don't just come up, put a bullet in him and kill him and say, oops, I made a mistake.
I don't know if Alec Baldwin was high or if he was just, you know, a guy who, believed that he's being taken care of. He's a pampered actor.
That's exactly it. And he treats the situation in the same way a child would treat a toy gun, right? Mm-hmm. He's in a situation of make-believe. That's what actors do. They make-believe. So he's on set. He believes... And this is just my estimation. He believes that his people checked the, handed him the equivalent of a toy gun.
And he has no responsibility in his mind to do anything.
And they're doing make believe. So of course, when you're doing make believe, I know I'm guilty of this as a kid when playing cowboys and Indians with my childhood friends, right? I would take the cap gun and point it at my friend and bang, right? You know, that's what you do because you have a toy gun.
It's a cap gun.
Because you're in the land of make-believe. And so that's where this guy was. That's his job, is to be in the land of make-believe.
Thank you, James, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk.
Just a quick note. Like, I really wish that they had done something to fix this when Brandon Lee got killed by the same sort of situation.
Mm-hmm. That was, back in the late 90s?
Yeah, the Crow, the son of Bruce Lee.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tagman. He's on the line listening in Washington State to KBKW in Aberdeen. Go ahead, Tagman.
Hey, what are you doing?
We're doing a radio show. What's on your mind?
Hey, just tired of the COVID, you know what I mean? I mean, it...
Get a little fatigued, do you?
It's petty. I'm sick of it. But I got a police harassment case that happened a while back.
Okay.
All right.
Is your radio on in the background, by the way, Tagman? Because it's going to confuse the hell out of you if it is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's... Yeah.
You've got to turn that thing down or leave the room.
Okay, hold on.
One or the other. Because it'll drive me nuts having to hear it over and over again. And it'll drive you crazy because you're listening to yourself talk like 7 seconds later or whatever. And it'll
Is that better?
It'll drive you nuts. Go ahead. Much better.
Okay. So, I was calm and I got a little bit.
Damn it. Now your phone's crapping out, man.
That means that, am I breaking up?
You were. Now you're okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I live in a tin can.
All right.
I live in a trailer.
Yeah, step outside if you can. Go ahead.
She's a sexy beast, but
I'll take your word for it.
Okay. Yeah, it's not suggested. But my wife goes, "Hey, man, we need milk." And I'm looking at her. I'm like, "Well, man, it's 9 o'clock at night."
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I go to Safeway, and I get everything but milk. You know, I load up all my groceries and that, and I'm taking off.
Typical guy, right? Like, the wife says she needs something specific, and you forget to get the milk.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm not a trained dog, but I kind of like it when this happens. But, so I'm pulling out, going down the parking lot, and I see a state patrolman, moving past me, right? And all of a sudden, bing, I didn't get milk. So I turn around, and I go into Safeway, and I get my milk.
Okay.
I come out, and the next thing that I know is I hear, "Put your hands on top of your head and walk backwards." You know, and I'm like, "Well, what the hell?" You know, okay.
Wait, I have a question. What did you do with the milk?
I was done. That's...
LRN.FM.
He was good at telling a story, too, you know?
He was getting there.
Yeah. Would love to hear the rest of that, but unfortunately we got rules.
You were too funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really, like, so he comes out of the store with the milk, and they go, "All right, put your hands up." And, like, he gets the rest of it. So, like, what eventually happened to the milk?
I wish we could find out, but unfortunately he said the S word.
The milk's gone bad. The milk's gone bad.
We can't finish it tonight, but maybe he'll call tomorrow for our live Halloween episode and finish the story, and you'll be on for that show.
I will.
And I hear some of the ladies are going to be dressing up for it, too, so check out the can feed.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Maybe enough time for you. If you join us right now, joining you tonight is Ian,
which is around there, and the captain.
The number again, 603-283-6160. Of course, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. And our live stream is now fixed. The player on the website, when we relaunched the website a couple weeks ago, the live streaming player, little widget thing that's in there, it wasn't working on some browsers. Now it is working. So those of you who... You know, I've got a couple of emails saying, oh, man, I can only listen to the podcast now because the player didn't work live. It's working now, so feel free to give it a try. Of course, we're also streaming on various different video platforms. There's a ton of different ways to listen to Free Talk Live. You can learn about them all over on our new-ish website, freetalklive.com.
I think it's awesome, too, that many of our listeners have, like, their preferred method.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and which is why we offer so many different ways, of course, is because, you know, people have different preferences.
That's right.
Which is a perfect illustration of individualism.
Yeah.
You know? And when you suddenly can't access your preferred method of listening to the show, you know, that's a disturbance in your personal force, if you will.
It's true.
And so, I mean, I'm glad that we have people that have decided, you know, of the many ways that you can consume our content, you have your preferred way, and thank you for listening.
We go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Thomas calling from beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hi, and thank you for having me in. Basically, I was calling today because I am working on, and I have been calling and talking with Ian. We've been doing stuff for years, but at the present moment, I have something called the Jail Paper Keen that I've been doing a series of videos on sex offenders, and all of a sudden last week, I got hit with 3 restraining orders, all relating to my exercise of freedom of speech. So what I'm going through over here, and I've been talking with several folks about, is... Here in Keene, New Hampshire, we've seen through Ian's videos and through other ones, there's been serious infringements on First Amendment rights. And here in New Hampshire, where it's very easy to get, you know, stalking petitions and stuff like that, it seems that I've become yet another victim of somebody trying to exercise their First Amendment rights and just kind of gets thrown down the wayside. I did hear, you know, you guys were talking about some interesting stuff earlier. I've been trying to call in for a while, and I wasn't able to get through, but I appreciate you guys having me on the end of this. I'm actually releasing a video that there's technically an unconstitutional gag order on my jail paper right now, which...
What does that mean? There's a gag order on the jail paper. The jail paper Keen, that's your Facebook page where you post various different sort of investigatory police abuse slash whatever other local corruption kind of videos, right? Is it the jailpaperkeen.com? Is that what the URL is?
Yes, sir. And what it is I have an order, and it's for an individual. I can't say his name. Actually, I can say it. This is the radio. It's not social media. His name is John Conley Jr., and he was convicted of sexual contact with a victim under 13, and he was felonious sexual assault on a victim under 13. What the judge wrote in his restraining order is that I, who am the jail paper, am not allowed to say his name on social media under pain of going to jail.
Wow.
That's a gag order.
That's insane.
So, and what I did, Ian, is I published the video, Andrew Sex Offender versus Thomas Parisi, because that's not his name, right?
Mm-hmm,
but
right.
Literally, a judge in the state of New Hampshire issued what anybody with a law degree or a basic understanding of the First Amendment would see as a gag order that if you mention his name, you will go to jail. So
you had to make a video basically where you dance around this person's identity and still somehow try to tell the story.
Exactly. And the guy is doing this because this documentary I'm making is against the place where he's staying at. And these people who are notorious, there's like a little outfit of people at this place that get restraining orders against other homeless people to kick them out of this homeless shelter. So it's really convoluted. But now, Ian, I have 5 cases this week because of my jail paper. There's been 15 cases in the last week. So if anybody goes on there, you'll see cyber stalking like you wouldn't believe. But there's been a lot of what the judge referred to as a lot of salacious material.
So hold on. So this judge tells you you can't post this person's name who is suing you, even though the case obviously hasn't been heard yet. It's just an initial injunction, right? You can't even say this man's name in social media.
Yeah, basically it's a stalking petition, a typical stalking petition in the state of New Hampshire. They can put special provisions in it. Under the special provision, he literally put a check mark, wrote, I don't want him to say my name on social media, and the judge signed off.
He granted
that. He granted it. Now, the judge who actually heard the case, and if you listen to the audio, I lost it with the video, but the audio, you can hear the judge clearly state that he cannot stop me from either recording it or publishing it.
Mm-hmm.
But under fact of law, I have published his name by having him say it in the trial. So we'll see if I'm going to go to jail or not, but I'm going to say it now on the radio. There is no reason that you should go after what used to be a television show at a place that Ian was on the board of directors. I produced five short TV shows every week for 3 years, that a person named in his petition as a news reporter should be able to be sanctioned on their expressly God-given First Amendment right.
And this was an initial hearing, and the full hearing is still to come on this?
No. What it was is I did, Ian, which referred to in the state of New Hampshire as a 5-day hearing, like within 5 days you're in front of the judge. We stood in front of Judge Donovan, who I've actually never been in front of before, but he's a really good judge. He was pretty fair. I got to talk for about 15 minutes because Conley's case, there's a video on the jail paper key, and I sent you the video too, is that basically the kid admits that there was no threats. He admits I blocked him from Facebook after I sent him his charges and I never talked to him again for over a month. And he admits to being a registered sex offender that's actively on Facebook, which not only is against Facebook policies, but his probation officer failed to violate him. Like, it's a really, you know, sad piece of, you know, investigative work.
But you called this judge good after he tells you that you can't speak publicly?
Oh, yeah, not the, he's not the one that signed.
Oh, it's a different judge.
Donovan, Judge David Forrest. I have 4 cases before.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know, you know, it's another question is what do they consider to be social media? Is YouTube social media because people can comment?
Exactly. Well, technically, we're on your radio show, so this is not. So, but if, yes, if I put on YouTube, if I put on Facebook, because he marked them specifically, I am going to go to jail. But unfortunately, that's already scheduled and it's already happened.
Keep us in the loop, Thomas. Thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. It's not uncommon to have these judges just doing all kinds of things that are unconstitutional. Our co-host, Nobody, is also prohibited. He's on bail conditions, as I am, with the Crypto 6 case, and he is not allowed to speak on the radio or on television about his case. Greg, in New York, you're next up. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Yeah, you guys were talking about the police. I just wanted to suggest, if we had a free market in police, by the way, and neighborhoods could pool some money and decide which police they want for this year to renew a contract, I bet the police would compete on how nice they are and how they actually serve the neighborhood as opposed to serving the state or some other thing.
Yeah, and you're right. And the community would get some sort of a report card on how they did over that over the course of that year. Do we get anything like that now? I've never seen one.
Nope. What else,
That's
Greg?
Kind of neat. Yeah, so I wanted to talk about how Intercoin is going to be going for the first time on an exchange.
And yeah, I mentioned that tonight. Xmarkets, exmarkets.com, was really impressed to find out that there's no know-your-customer requirements to get an account on Xmarkets.
Yes, that's true. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's interesting. They contacted us, and, you know, that was one of the things that also surprised us.
They contacted you?
Well, they knew some of our investors, to be honest. It was through our investors. So what we try to do is, it's like if the investors go ahead and, you know, they are the ones who get the money from a pre-sale that's run there, and then they provide the liquidity, I guess, initially for the market making. But whatever. It's nice because this exchange is the first one on which you can trade Intercoin. And, yes, it is centralized. But the nice thing about that is right now Ethereum fees are so high that if you did this on Uniswap, it would cost you a lot to buy ITR. If you go on this exchange...
Yeah, Ethereum fees are like $100 or something, right?
Yeah,
like, what are they right now?
I think so, yeah. And especially, well, you know what goes into the fee? Is that first there's the ERC-20 token, which is a smart contract itself. And that takes money, gas to transfer. And then you've got to transfer the other token, if there is one, that you're trying to trade it for, USDT. And then there's the logic of the actual Uniswap exchange. So all of that put together is about, could be like around $100 just to trade. But on this exchange, it's practically free.
Well, I think it's interesting, you know, to have an exchange that doesn't require know your customer to trade.
And, it's great, and there should be more of them.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. Greg, congratulations on that for Intercoin, and appreciate your call here tonight. Out of time, but we're going to be back tomorrow night for the live Halloween night
spooky vision
of Free Talk Live. Join the captain for that tomorrow, and join us online in the meantime, anytime, at freetalklive.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.